This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habaim. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Kuf Samach Beis Sif Tes. The Mechaber said, when you pour Mayim Rishonim on your hands, you have to be very careful that nothing remains on your hand, not a pebble, not a chip, or anything else. Because the Chiddush of Netilas Yadayim, that Mayim Shniyim is Metaher Mayim Rishonim, is only Metaher, the water on your hand, not the water on something else. However, if you pour Urevius, there is no issue. We mentioned yesterday, this is not a chatzitza issue. The issue here is not a chatzitza. It's a fundamental issue to the concept of Netilas Yadayim, that the din of Netilas Yadayim is only effective on water on your hand, not on water on something else. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkatan Samach Gimel, V'af Shelo Yishar, V'af Kishahim Refuyim, even if it's loose, even if the pebble, the chip is loose, v'roi l'bias ma'am tachtem, the water could come underneath. Da'apso b'zeh lab mishum chatzitza, elekidim afarsh, this is not a chatzitza issue. This is the perush of from the Rash and the Rush. The Rambam, though, says it's because of chatzitza. But Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, do not follow the rationale of the Rambam. Look in the Magen Avraham and other Achorinim, even something that's created from the water, kugon yavchushin adumim, like red worms, a sheleg, or snow, barod, or hail, kishaloi riskan, if you didn't crush it. Dinam kitzorav kesam, it's like a pebble or a chip. Amnam primagadam istapik l'inyan sheleg or barod. Prima Gadim is Mesupik regarding snow and hail. Shalai Lifsalam Nimsal Yadeh Acha Natila, that it wouldn't be possible if it's on your hand after Natila. V'ayim Beber Halacha Masha Kosavnu Bazeh. The Bir Halacha brings from the Taz that holds in Simen Kuf Nun Tes, L'chat Chila, you're allowed to be Toivel on Shalag. So l'chayra, we should be lenient here, especially, we said earlier, Safik Netilas Yadayim Tahar, and we pass in this way b'shas hadchak. But his conclusion, l'chadchila, toiv yoyser m'yeshlei mayim shema'urav b'barad. If you have water mixed with some kind of ice, it's better to use urevius. Okay. Veda, the Mishneh Berurah concludes, Dil didon deregilin lito brevias al kol yad v'yad les la nafkusa b'chol zeh al kol kameh. There's no nafkamina because there's no mayim tameim. The issue is, if you use less than a revias, so then the mayim is tameh. So the mayim shniyim won't work on top of the Mayim Rishonim if it's on a kissam. But if you use the Revius, there's no Tamei water, so there's nothing to worry about in the first place. She'in Mayim Mitaharin, right? So Leimer, Detam HaPsul Bazeh, the reason for the Psul, Mishum Shemayim She'al Atzrar Nitmu Machmas Yadav. The reason for the Psul is because the water on the pebble becomes Tamei because of your hand. The choizen with tamei adam, and then recontaminates your hand. V'hamayim ashniim sheshoifich loy mahani, and the second water that you pour doesn't help. The ena mitarin elamayim sheal hayad v'loy sheal atzar. So again, the chshash is the water on the pebble becomes tamei because of your hand. The mayim rishonim became tamei from your hand. The mayim rishonim is now on top of the pebble and will not become tahar. And it recontaminates your hand, and the Mayim Shniyim cannot be Metaharet. V'im Shoifech Revias Kanal B'Sivches. Just want to remind you that yesterday we saw a very interesting Shaila. where the Mishnah Berurah said, let's say you were not careful, and then you found after Mayim Shneim, Tzrara Kesam, your hands are Tamei. But what would the halacha be if you removed the pebble after Mayim Rishonim, and then you poured Mayim Shneim? That was a Shaila. The Mechaber is talking about where you found the pebble after Mayim Shneim. What would be if you found it after Mayim Rishonim and you removed it? We'll start Yud. Mi sheyesh lei maka biyadai uratia aleha. What if somebody has a wound on their hand with a bandage? Perush in gunta balaz. You put an ungunta on it. The Band-Aid company, before they came up with Band-Aid, they said, anybody have a good name for a sticky bandage? They almost went with ungunta, and then the last moment they switched it to Band-Aid. Dailoi shayito sharayad shloi b'makamati. It's enough to wash the rest of the hand, not in the place of the bandage. V'tzarch lizar shloi yiga baratia. But you do have to be careful. Don't touch the bandage. This is very important. Shelo yachzuru hamayim sha'al haratia v'yitamu hayad. Because then the water, the mayim rishonim, became tamei. And then the mayim rishonim that was on the bandage could then recontaminate the hand. Just like we said, if there's a tsrar or a kissam, it's a problem. If you found lemaisa, a tsrar or a kissam on your hand and use less than revius, it's a problem. You have to be careful that don't touch the bandage. Or a yishbach revius aliyad ka'achas, or poor revius, sha'azloi nitmu amayim. Question, what do you mean be careful, don't touch the bandage? We said in Siftes that if you found a pebble on your hand and you didn't use revius, you have to wash again, and we presumed with a bracha, because there's a very, very strong chshash. The water is going to drip off the kissam onto your hand. That's halacha. If you found, even though you don't know that the water dripped off the kissam, but the halacha is, if you find a kissam on your hand, you got to wash again if you didn't use revius. So how you allowed to, why don't we say the same thing with a Band-Aid? If there's a Band-Aid on your hand, we should assume the water dripped off the Band-Aid, and Mayim Shneim is not going to take care of Mayim Rishonim that's not on your hand. But the Mechaber doesn't say that. He just says, be careful not to touch the bandage. L'chayra, this should completely ruin the Netila. Not because of Chatzitza. We're not talking, Siftes wasn't because of Chatzitza. It was an issue that the Chiddush of Netilas Yadayim does not apply to water that's not on your hand. We'll start Yud. Uratia, Ayin Simen Kuf Samach Alef Sivkot and Tes B'Mishnah Berurah. Simen Kuf Samach Alef Sivkot and Dalet B'Mishnah Berurah. What does he want from that? Oh, there he explains what Uratia is. You put fat or wax or any anointing thing on a shmata to put it on a... So it, in our time, it would be like a bacitracin-laden Band-Aid. Dailoi, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mayri, you know what we're talking about here? You can't remove it because it hurts too much. That's why it's enough. We said you can't wash part of your hand and then wash the other part of your hand, so isn't this Netil Chatzon? No. Kimen Sheni Yochalito Chatzia Sheni. There's no way to wash the other half. Doime Lami Shenikta Etzboi Shenoitel Shar Hayad. It's similar to someone whose finger got cut off, that he washes the rest of the hand. Therefore, he brings from Shlomo Zalman, if the majority of the hand is covered in a bandage, so that's not a problem. You just wash what you're able to wash. Because we view the covered part as if it's not there. Not like Dine Tevila, that if it's Roif Mechusa, it's a Chatzitza. The Chazon Ish doesn't understand this Mishnah Berurah. Chazon Ish asks, it's Enoi Muvan. if under the retina, what do you mean? It's like your finger is not there, but your finger is there. Your finger is there. It's under the Band-Aid. How could you view it? It's possible to take off the Band-Aid. It just hurts. Why should it be considered kilo nikta'a etzbay? The lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is doime lemi shenikta etzbay. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah means it's like your finger is not there. The Mishnah Berurah is addressing a question. Isn't it netila lechatzon? The answer is it's not netila lechatzon. Why not? Because I'm not able to wash that other part. The same way if your finger isn't there, it's not netila lechatzon. So too, if your finger is there, it just happened to be covered. It's not a problem of netila lechatzon. A Chazanir says, even if you want to say that because the makkah hurts, the Chachamim exempted you, well then, in that case, your netila is nothing. You should have to wrap your whole hand. In fact, the Chazoinish holds that if you have a bandage on your hand, your netila is nothing. You must wear gloves. Now, this is a very important halacha. Many Jewish people like wearing band-aids. Say, what's bothering you? I have a boo-boo. What happened? 2 weeks ago, I got a paper cut. You had stitches? No. He has a little nick. You can't wear a band-aid for until you die for that. You got to take it off. We're talking about a wound over here, something that really hurts. And even so if it's a minor ailment, you need to remove your band-aid. If it's a minor ailment, you have to remove the Band-Aid. If it's a major incision, then you don't have to remove it. It's just the Chazoinish says you're not doing the Tils Yadayim and you would have to put on gloves. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is not machmer. Not here to tell you to put on gloves. Just saying that should just give you pause before you keep a Band-Aid on during the Tils Yadayim. But listen to this. What if the bandage is on the lower part of the hand? Says a Shevet Alevi, so then we'll rely on the Shita of the Mechaber that you only have to wash the fingers. Remember? The Mechaber in Simon Kuf Samach Aleph, Siv Dalid, Me'ikar Hadin said Netil Siyadayim. Look at that. Kuf Samach Aleph Dalid. Shir Netil Siyadayim. Kol Hayad Ad HaKonar Shel Zeraya. V'yei Sharmim Ad Malkim Chirat Zaz Gavayad. But that sounds like Me'ikar Adin, according to the Mechaber. You only have to wash your fingers. So says the Shevet HaLevi. In other words, like this. Let's say you're a Chazoinishnik. And whenever you have a Band-Aid, you put on gloves. But not if the Band-Aid is on your palm. Because if you're going to put on gloves, you might as well be soymich on the sheet of the mechaber. Then etil siyadai meyikar adin is on the fingers. This way you can make a... That would be legitimate. Okay. Again, we're machmer to wash the whole hand, but mitoiras chumra, not meyikar hadin. One second, let me just rephrase that. According to the mechaber, washing the whole hand is mitoiras chumra. However, the achroinim say... No. The Atzei Almugim. Rabbi Yeager will tell us how many times it says Atzei Almugim in the Mishnah Berurah. We want a separate count on the Mishnah Berurah, Shaar HaTzion, and Bir Halacha, but the Mishnah Berurah brought down earlier, Harbei Gedoli Rishonim Soivrim Kain. That you should not be Mekel. Right? Remember, the Bir Halacha said that the Rach and the Rif and the Rambam and the Aruch and the Smag are Machmir. V'gam b'yushalmi b'vada yesh lachnu zad hadin. Okay? The conclusion, just I think it's kedai to remember that. Meaning the mechaber shita is washing the whole hand is a chumrah. The Chafetz Chaim in the Be'er Halacha brought many, many rishonim that being machmer on the whole hand is not a chumrah. It's a mitzad hadin because even the Rambam holds you have to wash your whole hand. Okay, we'll pick it up here tomorrow.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.